has there been any depression among them, or do you think their spirits are pretty good, or how would you rate their adjustment?
I think, for the most part, considering some were affected a great deal, some people came in to live with their homes, some they lost everything. Everyone's so different. I think overall everyone's handling it super well. In fact, if anything, people are trying a lot harder. I think it sort of brought to mind, at least for myself, that every day counts. And you know, what happens tomorrow, we don't know. We don't have that much control about it. What happened yesterday is in the past, but most of the kids are having the attitude of, you know, at least giving it their best shot. And they always got along well, and they're still doing that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
Ask him Michael's
name,
into
his name
words.
First.
Okay.
Get his name first.
Okay. Can you tell me your name?
Richard Knotts.
Okay. Can you tell me all about your picture? Point out the things, why you drew this picture and the things in it?
Well, I like cows because my granddad's a farmer. And I like to draw bridges and stuff, and I really love to draw. So I just picked out a picture that I saw of the flood. So I just remembered that I saw a picture in the paper about that cow, and David Pennington here was talking about it. So I just decided to draw the bridge with the cow hanging in it, and I drawed some twigs and stuff and heavy black clouds.
And these are caught in the bridge here?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is?
The tree down here, and that's the things of the bridge that's holding it up.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge that fell down.
Mm-hmm. Anything else about this? Now, this is a picture you saw in the paper?
Yeah, and okay. Heard about.
And heard about. And you wondered about how that cow felt?
Well, didn't feel anything after it got hung up there.
Yeah, after it got hung up, sure.
Well, it was scary, I knew that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe that a cow could get wedged in a bridge like that.
Yep, the water had to be high.
Pretty high and pretty fast.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. Anybody else have a picture? Is he?
He has permission.
Does he? Thanks a lot. Let's unhook here. Hi. Want to tell me your name?
My name is Edward Steve Lipscomb.
Lipscomb?
Yeah. I drew this picture because this is my house, and I was looking out over the field, and the water was coming up, and everybody was asleep, and I was about the only one up, and see, we got a house, there's a road and it's a hill. I got everybody up and ran, got them to go up over the hill, and it got about 4 feet up in our house, and there's mud about a foot deep, and it didn't seem to bother the trees.
If this is your house, where's the hill you ran up over?
I didn't draw the hill, but it's like this, and then there's a road. And
where's the river?
The river's on the other, on this side. Okay, the field goes out, and then there's a high bank, and the river raised so high, and the first person I woke up was my brother, and he was sitting out there, and I was waking up my mom, and she was getting ready, and I was getting my boots on, and my brother, he said he heard someone screaming and hollering over there. After about 2 days after flood, we went over in these woods and on over, and there's laurel bushes, and it's got wood in it, and balls of cotton or something like that. It's foam, and there's shoes and all kinds of stuff. And which part of the county got it the baddest in Tucker County, I think, was across the river. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's in Tucker County. There's nothing over there. It's just land. This is about five houses and a couple trailers and somebody building a house. He had great big bricks and they're gone. And he had a crane over there and it's gone. Along the bank, it used to be sand and stuff. Now it's got rocks in it and half a car, a trailer. Next day after the flood, mm-hmm. we went over, and my brother, he had this a chain, and we was hooking on the stuff and laying it on the edge of the field, but now it's gone. And other people came and we told them about it, and we had this chain, it's a great big steel bar, about an inch thick, and I threw the chain down there, catch a hold of the leg of a chair or a cupboard or something like that, and my brother pulled up.
And pulling things out of the river?
Mm-hmm. About 2 weeks after the flood, so Roscoe is the person that owns this land, and on over his road, you follow the road out and you find another field, and they're digging trenches, and they're putting stuff in there, and the people in the flood, they take their stuff over there, dump it, and me and my cousin was helping out National Guards, and I didn't know, but my brother, he went to the National Guards, and they called him over, and we got to ride on one of them great big 20-ton trucks.
Yeah, in the back?
Yeah, hard. The great big puddles and mud puddles. When the tractor would go along plowing the road, there's great big rocks in them, and you'd roll them out, and you wouldn't feel in the hole. And great big 20-ton trucks, and we were sitting on the wood, and it whoom, hurt.
Not a smooth ride, huh?
Mm-mm.
Well, Eddie, thanks. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
Where the river was at, there's a strip of land, and it goes out. And it used to be a house and an old car. And then on out. And it got high, and the house roof was up in here, and it went out across and landed on, I think it was another trailer.
Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Nice picture. Good job.
I'm glad it didn't hurt my house.
Me too.
I drew that picture.
You have to give your name.
Okay. My name's Eddie Sergei. And I drew that picture because when it rains real hard, that's what I see. It usually runs through my mind that I see a fence post with a house. And the house is leaning. Well, the house, it's an old house down there in St. George. It's real thin, but it's tall. And I just see a tree, an old tree, going by the house, and it runs down and hits the fence post. And it's just always what I think about when I see it raining hard.
This is kind of, when it starts to rain, this is the picture that flashes in your mind?
Yeah.
Had you seen this house after the flood?
No.
It's just something that you, just comes into your mind. But it's a real house that you've seen in St. George.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
So this is the picture that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Anything else about it?
No, not really.
Does it look like the picture in your mind? Are you pleased the way it came out?
Yeah.
It's a good job. Thanks. We'll let y'all eat.